Welcome back to the Balls and Holes podcast presented by Backseat Coach, and this is episode 10.
That's a milestone. It's exciting.
Season 2, episode 2, though.
Yeah.
But episode 10 overall.
Yeah.
So?
10, 20, and never mind.
What were you going to do right there?
Well, I was going to say, 10, 22, that's like the month we're in, but it's 21.
Wow.
It's fine.
Looking ahead to next year, we'll be on episode like 60 by then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just jump right into it.
I'm ready.
Team guessing last week, 9 out of 9, perfection.
Thank you.
Can you keep it up this week?
Probably.
Switch it up this week. These are all three colleges.
Never mind, probably not.
So you have to say...
College football?
Well, I mean, they
have
other
sports. I was just thinking if you'd tell me.
So that... Well, I mean, they just play it.
Okay.
But yeah, college football was always in mind when I made this.
Okay.
So you have to tell me what college it is, what their mascot is, just like their team name, basically. Like, you know, like Dallas Cowboys. And then...
Oh, so it is all football?
Well, Baylor plays basketball. They play football.
That's
what I was trying to say.
Okay, understood.
So I guess I have to think of what the third thing would be for the criteria.
You can only have two.
Okay, there's just two criteria. You just have to tell me the name of the like city
school?
Or state, and then the name of the school, and then the mascot.
I'm ready.
Team one.
Yes, Alabama.
Yep.
You know why I know?
Why?
Because of their fugly mascot.
The elephant?
Yeah.
But what is their team name?
That's a good question.
So you got 1 point.
I know they say Roll Tide. It's not the elephants.
Roll Tide is on the right track.
Bama, they say that. Roll Tide's on the right track?
Yeah.
With the elephant?
It's really odd what their whole identity
Roll
is.
Roll Tide. The Oceans.
No, they are not the Alabama Oceans. It's the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Dumb, right?
Why did they do an elephant?
I really don't know.
Okay. That's really odd.
All right, well, you're at 1 out of 2.
An ugly elephant at that.
Doing well so far. 1 out of 2.
Okay. Oh. I almost said Green Bay Packers, but that's NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia. Georgia, Bulldogs.
Wow, how'd you know that one?
Is that right?
Yeah. 2 out of 2. Do you just guess? Or
no, it felt good.
You had a feeling for Bulldogs?
Well, I knew there was a Bulldogs, but I was thinking maybe South Carolina, but I think I know some people who go there.
Yeah, there's multiple schools that have Bulldogs.
Is South Carolina Bulldogs too?
No, South Carolina's the Gamecocks.
Oh. Cool.
All right, you're at 3 out of 4. Number 3.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. A college? And is this one really hard?
I don't know. So for the listeners at home, what I did here is just took the AP poll rankings of the best college football teams currently right now, 1, 2, and 3. So 1's Alabama, 2 is Georgia, and 3 is?
Conway. No, just kidding. It's a parrot. It's a yellow parrot, I think. Parrot. Penn State Parrots.
Close. Penn State is the 4th best team in the country.
Oh.
And they are the Nittany Lions.
Okay.
This is the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Hawkeyes. That's not what a hawk looks like, I don't think. That looks like a parrot.
You should take that up with the fine folks in Iowa City, Iowa.
I bet they feel the same. That looks like a parrot. Like the whole thing under the eye, too, especially.
Yeah, I can see it. But 3 out of 6, nothing to hang your head on.
This is off topic, but I was saying like I might want a parrot, and Tyler said we're not getting a bird that talks.
I have nothing. I'm pro bird. We have this conversation.
Yeah.
I feel like on average people are just anti-bird. Either they think they're gross or like whenever they get scared by them.
Yeah.
But birds are majestic,
like birds,
cool animals.
Yeah.
I just don't really want one talking.
Why?
Because Hasty whines all the time and Ramsey yells really loud.
You think
like,
it would mock it?
Well, that end is just, we don't need more noise.
Like, true.
They're, case in point, we don't need more noise.
True.
But 3 out of 6, so now let's move on to me guessing female products.
Yeah.
And see if I can beat 3 out of 6.
Okay,
we decided that next week we're going to have, like, a challenge where I think, you know, we'll start it this week.
Okay.
Even though we kind of already have our date nights planned out this week with the fair and the Italian place, but...
How about winner of this has... The loser has to eat something gross at the fair.
Okay, but we're both not really picky eaters, so something.
I know, but like there are some gross things. Like fried butter to me is gross, but I bet you'd eat that.
Great for the diet.
Yeah, but
okay. Yeah, that works. So 3 out of 6 is a good start.
Loser has to eat something gross. It's fair.
So when we talked last week, we kind of said there's 2 pretty obvious criteria, but the third was kind of a stretch. So that might help us this week with the 3 out of 6 thing. So there should only be 2 criteria per image here. It's to match up with the colleges. So what are the 2 criteria I have to get?
So first one is name. Second one is purpose.
Okay.
This first, okay, we'll leave the first one. Actually, I can just rule it out for this one, for this criteria. Okay, so here's this. This is something that I have used. Do you want to get a closer look?
Yeah, so I'm seeing what kind of looks like an attachment to something. And it's like, I think you put it on the end of a sink and it makes like water spray out everywhere. Our dog's being super annoying right now. But I don't see a hose on it, so I don't think it's something you put in the shower.
A hose.
So like, I don't know, this looks like the thing that you would be a shower head for people who don't have shower heads. Okay. But I don't know. I'm gonna just say I don't know what it's called. I don't know. It's a back scratcher.
Okay.
What?
And do you wanna come up with a name?
The extendo arm.
Extendo arm, okay. So this is something that you have heard of before. It's just an odd shape. So Diva Curl is like a really popular hair brand for people with curly hair. And this is Diva Curl's take on a diffuser.
Oh, like an oil diffuser for scents?
No, a hair diffuser. Oh. Remember that time I got one?
I was just confused.
The hair dryer?
Oh, that's
what that a diffuser.
Is? Okay. I'm not familiar with diffusers.
Okay. Well, now you know. Especially as a curly haired boy, you should know what a diffuser is.
Sorry, I'm au natural.
Yeah, I know. Okay, next. That's kind of funny. Here you go.
So these look like scrunchies, but also look like wire scrubs you use on dishes. Mm-hmm. This looks like something I should know what it is. It also kind of might be like a loofah type thing.
Yep. Kind of donut-like.
Yeah, it looks like a chocolate donut.
Mm-hmm. The cake chocolate kind, which you don't
donut.
Like.
Yeah, you don't really either.
I like them.
I'd prefer the other kind
right.
of donut.
Right.
It's not even just prefer. I just don't like cake donuts. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this is a hair scrunchie.
A hair scrunchie.
It's used to keep your hair up.
Okay. So that's semi-close. Do you want to come up with a name?
Hair scrunchie.
Oh, okay. That's the name?
Yeah.
Wow. I actually don't think that these have a name. It's just a general product. Kind of like how, I don't know, a hair tie. Like, you don't have the name. Like, It's just a hair tie. It is a hair product. I will say that. These are made, you know, like a ballerina bun?
No. Oh, wait, like, just
a ballerina
like what they
bun,
look like?
Yeah, right, yeah. On top of someone's head, and it's just a circle, and it kind of looks like this.
Mm.
So girls will pull their hair through the middle, like it is a scrunchie, but then roll it to make that circle look of a bun.
But there's no name for it?
Not that I know of. I think it is called like a hair donut, like something like that.
So were you just going to give me 2 out of 2 if I would have just guessed what it was used
for? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm at 0 out of 4.
You knew it was for hair.
So I'm going to already have to be eating some gross at the fair, so stay tuned for our Instagram stories or TikToks or whatever we'll have to eat.
Okay, this one. I'm stuck between 2, actually. Okay, yeah, I'll do this one for kicks. I zoomed in a little for you. Here you go. I feel like you might know this one. Yes, I'm so glad you don't know this one. Do you know this?
No.
Okay, cool.
It's pink and
girls
it looks like
would know what this is 100%.
It looks like a ribbed funnel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding up her other hand in like an okay symbol, and I don't know if that's just for size comparison.
I think that's just like product. Like they're just taking a picture with the product and being like, okay. Zoom into the product.
Mm-hmm. Zooming in.
I'm almost positive every woman would know what this is.
Is this for beauty?
No.
I already lost.
So. I wouldn't say so.
Is this for technology?
No.
Okay, so it's not a pop socket.
No, it is not.
It looks like
a pop socket. It does look like a pop socket a little bit. What's something that women only have to deal with?
Makeup.
No. Some men wear makeup.
Periods.
Correct.
This is a funnel for periods.
Do you want to give it a name? Not really.
A cucini.
A cucini?
Yeah.
No, this is a diva cup. Mm. You ever heard of that?
No.
Instead of tampons or pads, women will put that silicone cup up there. And it collects it all, and then they dump it in the sink and rinse it out.
That is not too far off from a funnel.
Why would you be funneling it out?
I don't know.
What would that solve?
It's not too far away from a funnel.
You know what we should make?
What?
Something that a lot of people... This is really gross. Something that a lot of people deal with the Diva Cup is they don't want to empty it in the sink. Because what if you're in public? You're not going to take your... Mm-hmm. Bloody cup to the sink.
Yep.
Or you're supposed to like pour it in the toilet and wash it out in the sink before you. Anyway, what if we do make a funnel, but it's like there's a little stopper and they can just open the stopper up?
See, this is $1 million invention.
Yeah. That way you don't have to deal with the embarrassing aspect of going to the sink with your Diva cup.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we'll invent that one day.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually surprised you didn't know that one.
I'm 0 for 6 this week. I won 6 out of 9 last week.
So wow. I had another kind of hard one.
Throw but it that'll at me. Be no, we'll save it for next week.
Are you sure? You can look at it.
No, I'm already down bad enough. There's nothing to gain.
Okay, that's true.
Okay. So I'm going to be eating some gross at the fair is what we have come to the conclusion of.
Correct.
So
we have my choice.
We'll move into the podcast topic. So we're filming this late today because I think yesterday got away from us.
Yeah, you had football. I wanted to sleep in.
True. And then... Yeah, so we're filming this on a Monday, so you're wearing your Raiders shirt, which technically in episode 2, when we chose your favorite team, we chose them as your biggest rival, but
it's okay.
You know, I have a Raiders shirt and they're playing tonight, so it's relevant, and the Broncos lost this week. So.
Yeah.
But we're rooting for the Raiders tonight, going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. But what I got to thinking was, one of the first things we did in this podcast, we chose that the Broncos are your favorite team for football, NFL football. And then we decided for colleges, other than Baylor, you're going to be rooting for Wisconsin. So we kind of got your NFL football team, favorite team, and your college football favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
Then so I was trying to think, we got to get, just cause I really enjoy seeing you wearing sports shirts. It's just very fun. We both like have a good time with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get all of your favorite teams in every sport.
Okay.
So we got NFL crossed off. We got colleges crossed off.
Okay.
Basketball, we don't even really have to deal with because we're a Mavericks household.
Right.
Through and through.
And that's covered.
That's covered. Hockey. Covered. We're a Stars household. True. Through and through. So that leaves one left. And okay. I thought it was perfect timing with the MLB, Major League Baseball playoffs starting today or tomorrow with a wild card round that there are 10 teams in the playoffs. But to make it a nice clean bracket, I just added in 6 wild card teams just to make 16 totals. We'll do a Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four championship. But you know how we always like to be creative with how you choose your favorite team.
Right.
This one, I won't have to show you anything.
Okay.
So here's the criteria to choose your favorite baseball team. Because, the other reason was because we're Stars household, Mavericks household. Neither of us really care about the Rangers.
Yeah, I like baseball. I've been to a few Rangers games, but...
Right, but I feel like we're more passionate about the Stars and Mavericks.
It's kind of like how I was with the Cowboys. Like, I know I should really love them, which I have grown a love for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. It's present now. Sorry it wasn't earlier, but... I definitely have a love for the Cowboys now. And I bet maybe eventually I will for the Rangers. No. Hey, see, get away from me.
I'm not editing this out, so we'll just keep it rolling.
Hey, see, go.
Our dog's annoying, but what else is new? So what were you saying about the Cowboys? You have grown a love for the Cowboys.
Right, and I'm sure I will grow a love for the Rangers if we end up watching sports. Just kind of like that home team love, but... She's so distracting. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
She's been really naughty today.
I'm excited. I'm excited to pick.
All right. So with
she
that being
like
said,
that I'm not
so,
looking at her.
So like I said, I won't even have to show you anything. This is all based on random criteria that I'm about to tell you. But Rangers are in here. So it might happen. Fate might choose that Rangers are your favorite team.
Okay.
But here's the criteria. So I start with 16 teams. In the first round, we're going to be narrowing them down to 8. Based on which name do you like better out of their starting pitcher? If you were going to have a kid, what would you rather have the name? Or just names you like. The next round is going to be based off the the first baseman's number, jersey number. Which number do you like better?
I'm picky about numbers.
I know you are. That's why I picked it. And then final four, how are you going to choose between those, is a vacation to their center fielder's hometown. Which would you rather visit?
Okay.
And then the championship is just going to be based on their team's colors.
All right.
So first off, starting pitcher's name.
I do like the Rangers colors.
You like the
just
Rangers
thinking
colors?
Thinking ahead.
Okay. Chris or you? Why you?
Honestly, kind of like you better.
Okay. So you're eliminating Chris.
Uh-huh.
So eliminated first is the Boston Red Sox. Sorry, Chris Sale.
Oh, my gosh.
Next round.
Sorry, Boston Rob.
Ouch. But, I mean, I have that on the agenda for later, but we're slacking on Survivor.
I know.
But so sayonara, Boston Rob. Not actually, but Boston Red Sox are eliminated. Next matchup, Garrett versus Kyle.
Garrett.
Does it change?
Huh?
All right. After that brief intermission where Alexa, she's listening now. Alexa, stop. Thank you. So, she's decided to start playing the podcast. I was listening down my phone on Spotify. Some reason out there. So, we thought the TV turned on or some random stuff. But,
yeah.
Intermission's over. Where we were was, you said you prefer Garrett over Kyle. But, I wanted to add, does it change anything if I say Garrett is spelled G-E-R-R-I-T?
No.
Okay, so Garrett.
It's my brother's middle name.
Okay.
Not spelled that way.
Yeah, right. I figured.
I don't think. I actually have no idea how it's spelled.
But, eliminated. Is the Chicago Cubs.
Eliminated.
Mm-hmm. Next matchup, Lucas versus Sandy.
It's kind of hard. I like the name Sandy.
Is it hard because you like the name Lucas as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tough one.
I'll do...
Oh, what a tough matchup for round one.
Really?
Sandy versus Lucas.
Yeah. Well, can Sandy be a girl name or is this what I'm naming my son?
Son.
Okay, then Lucas.
Lucas. So the Miami Marlins have been eliminated.
Okay, I feel fine about that.
Next up, Zach versus Marco.
I like
Zach
Marco.
With a K. Marco. Okay, eliminated has been the Houston Astros.
Yep, feel fine with that.
Next up, Shane versus Kenta.
I hate the name Shane.
How do you feel about Kenta?
I gotta take it because I hate the name Shane.
Tampa Bay Rays eliminated. Couple more matchups left in the first round. We have Kevin versus Dane.
How's Dane spelled?
D-A-N-E.
I like Dane.
Dane moves on.
Great Dane.
Eliminated is the San Francisco Giants. So San Francisco Giants and Boston Red Sox were dark horses for being your favorite team, I'd say, just based on apparel you own.
Okay.
Because you have a Giants shirt and mm-hmm. Red Sox hat.
Right.
Next up, Brandon. Wait. Nope, sorry. Yeah, Brandon versus Clayton.
I like Clayton.
Brandon and the Milwaukee Brewers are eliminated. Max versus Adam. Basic matchup right here.
Max and Adam. I like Max.
You like Max? Eliminated are the St. Louis Cardinals. So round one is now over. That was fun.
Yeah.
We're left with...
Tough.
We're left with eight teams. We got Garrett, Lucas, Max, Clayton, Dane, Kenta, Marco, and you.
I feel good about those.
Good. Now we're on to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
And this is based on the first baseman's number.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
Mm-hmm. So first up, 48 or 30?
Okay, I'd just like to preface, I have no explanation behind why numbers make me feel the way they do, but I'm very opinionated. Yeah. 30.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Eliminated are the New York Yankees.
And I can't explain why.
See you later, Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
79 or 23?
23.
Eliminated are the Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm. 79 is uncomfortable.
It is fun because you don't know the teams that are left, and neither does the audience.
Isn't 79 uncomfortable? 23 freeze.
79
still
is
safe.
A little uncomfortable. 77 for Luca is nice, but 79.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, hey. It's a little out of the box.
22 or 5?
5. You know how I feel about twos.
Mm-hmm. So you eliminate 22?
Yeah.
Minnesota Twins eliminated.
Oh, that's kind of funny. 22 and Twins.
True.
That's a funny mascot, the Twins.
Mm-hmm. It's because Minneapolis and St. Paul are the Twin Cities.
Oh, why?
It's just...
Do they look the same?
They're just two very large downtown type cities that are just split in half by the Mississippi River. So they're just like, you can
move right across. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Minnesota Twins. All right, last of this round is 30, another 30,
mm-hmm.
versus 13.
Yeah, 30.
Really? I like 13.
Yeah, people who like 13 like Taylor Swift.
That's me.
I know.
Eliminated are the Los Angeles Dodgers. Okay, we have four teams left. Quite the interesting little mix here. So only one of these teams is in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Three are not. So that's a little interesting fact, because 10 out of the 16 we started with are in the playoffs, and now only one out of the four we have left are actually playing still.
Wow.
So you're a fan of those other teams. So now we're going to take a little vacation to the hometown of their center fielder.
Okay.
First up, we have Palo Alto, California, or Ciego de Avila, Cuba.
Let's go to Cuba.
Going to Cuba. Eliminated are the Atlanta Braves, which also means...
Because this is vacation. I'm not going to
California.
Which, if I can go to Cuba...
Well, you'll be disappointed with the next matchups.
Okay.
Eliminated is the last remaining playoff team. So the little three teams that are left are not even in the playoffs. So that's fun. Which just gives us more time to prepare for next year by getting some apparel. So.
Are the Rangers in the playoffs?
No, they're one of the worst teams.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's so funny. Who's the good team?
Red Sox, Yankees, Los Angeles Dodgers, San Francisco Giants.
We'll just pick one later.
Who are we going to root for in these playoffs? Yeah. Well, you can just root for the Giants with me. I already have a shirt.
True.
But anyways, Waukesha, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. or Burleson, Texas? Now, I'm going to refer to you, Texas local native. Do you know Burleson, Texas?
I'm very familiar.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard of it. Where is it?
It's about 30, 45 minutes from here.
So that just has to eliminate right there.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to vacation.
Yeah, that's where my dad's old shop was, and I did not like it. It's just boring.
The San Diego Padres are eliminated, and that also means... You is eliminated. He made it to the final three.
Wow, congrats.
You Darvish, congrats.
You Darvish.
So we are left with two teams.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to go off of their colors. So let me just give me a second to pull this up.
Where's you from?
He's Asian.
Darvish.
So I'm not sure where in Asia.
Darvish doesn't sound Asian.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he is. But anyways, pulling up the colors of the teams. Okay. Sorry. Give me some filler material here.
Well, I was going to say, I'll look up Yu Darvish. Because I'm curious. He is Iranian Japanese.
Oh, that's a fun little mix.
Yeah. He's a cutie pie. Well, oh, is he for the Giants? Wait, who's he for?
Padres.
Oh, San Diego Padres.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And San Francisco Giants.
Yep.
Okay, understood. I was a little confused.
All right.
Hopefully these colors are worth even picking from, because I'm picky about colors, too. Colors and numbers. Shapes, too, give me a certain type of feeling. You know?
Yeah.
I'm much more of a square girl than I am a triangle girl.
Okay. Team One's colors.
Okay. You know how much I love some red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. We should probably say out loud with there. Team Two's colors.
Oh, okay. Wow, tough.
So what would you call these colors?
Navy blue and a dark teal versus red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm. So it's really, do you want to go cookie cutter or do you want to go a little
That's funky? Tough. I don't know.
Thinking, so walk it through your mindset choosing between these, because red, white, and blue is classic. It's a good color combo.
It's my favorite always.
But the other color combo, teal and blue.
Some of my favorite
colors.
Could
be some fun shirts and hats. Like,
I don't know. Those are cool. But colors. I do love red. I'm picking red, white, and blue.
Picking red, white, and blue?
I just love it.
Texas Rangers are your favorite team.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's impressive that they made all the way, because they have Dane as their starting pitcher, who is number 30.
Dane, that was one of the names I liked the most, too.
So Dane, starting pitcher, First baseman's number is 30, and their center fielder hails from Ciego de Avila, Cuba.
Cuba. Okay, cool.
And red, white, and blue. So Texas Rangers.
Beautiful.
That's fun.
I love it.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Well.
How unfortunate.
That's so, I don't know.
I wish they were better.
Because Wisconsin came as your top two when we did all the random criteria, too.
Yeah.
So just, fate finds a way, I guess.
I guess so. What was the other one?
The other team was the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, I don't like that. Mariners.
Yeah. It's the
Marinara.
Like a compass. Ooh. Is their compass is their logo.
Oh, that's cute, like though. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Just captains of a ship.
I'm fine with having the Rangers, though, even though I didn't know they were bad.
Well, that was fun. So now we got your favorite NFL team is the Denver Broncos with a side piece of the Cowboys and Niners.
I was going to say college team ended up not doing great either, so.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you got Broncos, and then on the side you got Cowboys and 49ers. And then for college football, you have Wisconsin, but low-key maybe Baylor because they're 4-1, so they're better.
Yeah, low-key.
Low-key. And then we have, Coastal Carolina, Conway, South Carolina, they're still number 14 in the nation. They're rolling. They haven't lost
yet. I'm happy for them.
Well, yeah, but their hometown needs to be improved. Let's just put it that way.
It's just very hometown-y.
So you got your college and you got your NFL, and now we got the Mavericks, Stars, and the Texas Rangers. So
I know. I'm really, like, pulling for Dallas.
What's fun? It's fun that the Texas Rangers are one because, like, baseball, it's always, you can go to any game.
Yeah.
They have games basically every day.
Yeah.
$10 and you can go.
We should go. That's fun. Well,
they're not going to be playing until April. Oh. No.
That's okay.
But we're rolling room for the Giants now, high five, for the playoffs.
Oh, okay. When does that?
Tomorrow when they start.
Oh, okay, fun.
Baseball is one of those weird things that I cannot watch regular season baseball. I just have no interest. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there. Boring. Too many games.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general, baseball was probably my best sport growing up, and I played it the longest, but I just never liked watching it no matter what. But for some reason, when playoffs roll around, I'm in. I'm very interested.
Yeah.
It's very fun, very high energy.
I can watch any sport if I'm there.
Oh, well, that's for sure. Yeah. I can watch anything about that.
Yeah, but I won't put on baseball and watch it. That goes for pretty much every sport, though.
Well, that was fun.
And
we can use that to just parlay right into the Trinity for this week.
Mm-hmm.
You want to introduce what we're ranking here?
We are ranking best Halloween candy.
Best Halloween candy. So, to clarify, we're not talking about best candy. Best Halloween candy. Because there is
candy
a difference.
You get on Halloween or during Halloween time.
Yes, what people pass out when they're trick-or-treating.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Why?
Because one of mine isn't necessarily like that. It's just a Halloween candy.
Oh, like candy corn?
What the heck?
That's the only thing that fits that description. Don't worry, I'm not putting that anywhere on my list.
Okay, you don't like candy corn?
No, it's just not a top
three.
Okay,
let's go.
Coin.
Yeah, do you have one or no?
Over there right by my monitor. Right by the boom mic. Give her a flippy flip. Heads, you start. Tails, I start.
I hate flipping. Your tails again?
Mm-hmm. Heads, you get the first pick.
Do you think that was a bad flip? Time.
No, that was perfect.
Okay.
First pick is to you.
Mine is Reese's.
Reese's what?
Reese's cups.
Reese's cups? Okay.
Yep.
To clarify again, do you mean the actual just legit cups or do you mean like tiny ones?
The individual. You don't get the actual cups when you trick or treat. You get the little individually
wrapped.
What are those
called? Because I was trying to think of what those were called.
Mini cups? Cups? They're called cups.
Yeah, mini cups or something. But yeah, they're not the classic just like cup. But yeah, I like those. I think I prefer those mini ones more than any other Reese's because I think it has the best chocolate to peanut butter ratio.
Me too.
I've never understood the hype behind the
Thins.
Get the this big Reese's peanut butter cup. It's like, it's just, you're just eating peanut butter.
The thins are kind of good.
Yeah, but that also caters to the whole chocolate to peanut butter ratio.
Yeah.
People go way too overboard with the peanut butter.
Yeah.
So, first pick for me is when you show up to a house and they have full-size candy bars.
Okay, that is such a, whatever.
Because when you go to those
houses. That's an experience. That's not a candy. That's an experience that you're ranking.
Fine. My first pick will be Butterfinger. I love Butterfinger.
I do too. Only on Halloween, though.
I like them in blizzards, but the thing with Butterfinger, though, is they're usually always broken a little bit when you get them. No matter what, for Halloween, they're always broken, but it just adds experience.
Yeah. When I was little, my brother called me Butterfinger.
What's your number two pick?
My number two is Kit Kats.
Kit Kats, it's a good pick.
Yeah, because you just get the one.
You just get the one.
Yeah.
Do you like the standard Kit Kats? Do you like the white chocolate Kit Kats?
Standard. Or? They also have matcha.
Really?
Mm-hmm,
are they green?
Yep.
That's fun. That's They're good. Yummy. It's nice and spooky.
It's like, a weird, you wouldn't expect it to be good, and it's good type of thing. But
there you go.
I like them because I eat them in that really weird, awful way where you like eat the chocolate off first.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. People think it's awful.
I didn't know you ate it that way.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Yep. I do it with every Kit Kat.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get some Kit Kats.
It makes it a lot better.
Piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah. But when you get a regular Kit Kat, it's four of the long ones, you know? So it takes me a while to eat those bad boys. But when it's, because, you know, you got to work your way around. But when it's just the little ones, I can down those puppies real quick.
There you have it, folks. I will go my number two pick as Twix.
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 Okay.
I'm a fan of Twix.
Yeah, I don't like them. But yeah. Okay, that's fire.
Basically just like a Kit Kat, but more caramelly and chocolatey.
Yeah, but like the type of caramel and chocolate that comes in those kind of things. Wait. No, Twix has a lot like more crunchy of it inside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like a Kit Kat.
Kit Kats are like flaky almost, like wafery, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas the inside of a Twix is like cookie type.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
There's definitely a crunch to it.
It's though. A different type of bite.
Okay, but you're not a fan of Twix?
No, I'm not a fan of a lot of chocolate bars, but I love chocolate. That's probably why.
So you're at, right now you're at Reese's Cups and Kit Kats, and what's your third pick?
Third and final pick. I'm going to say candy corn. Just because, and not, I like the candy pumpkins too, but I'm saying candy corn for this. Just because I like to bite the white part off and then stick them on my teeth like fangs.
That's fun.
And that's like super Halloween, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They're not even that yummy. They're just kind of fun. I used to pretend I used to bite because like, okay, so it goes yellow, orange, white. So I would bite the yellow off and then act like I lost a tooth. Like a mom. Well, and I don't think she believed it, but she's sweet and always acted like.
Well, yeah. It's all about adding to the experience of the Halloween
spirit. I like the candy corns are like customizable too. You want just yellow and white? Take the orange out, bite them, stick them together, then eat it.
Wow. Okay. So third pick, candy corn for a variety of reasons. So you ended up with Reese's Cups, Kit Kat, and candy corn. I am at Butterfinger, Twix, and what should I go for my third pick?
Keith.
Yeah, but that's not gonna win me any votes.
Oh.
Heath is not a popular candy bar choice, but that is my favorite candy. Oh, I don't really know. I don't like it as a candy bar. Mm. I love it as a mix-in for any ice cream.
Yeah.
It's my favorite mix-in.
It's kind of along the lines of a Butterfinger, right?
Is it
toffee?
It's toffee instead of like...
I don't think I've ever had one.
They're good. I feel like it's kind of a rare candy bar. People don't usually eat it as candy bars. Yeah. It's more of just a, you know. But I'm going to go tough third pick. I'm going to go... Blow Pops. The kind that have the gum inside.
Okay, fair.
The suckers that have gum
took in it. Took me a while. How many licks?
2-in-1 combo.
Oh, not a Tootsie Pop. Blow Pop.
Blow Pop. Blow Pop is a gum.
Agree.
Tootsie Pop's the chocolate inside.
I agree. Yeah, that's better.
That was tough. I was choosing between... We'll talk some honorable mentions out. What I also had on my list was Airheads. I actually like Airheads. I'm a big fan.
I do too.
And...
that's a good one. I love Airheads.
I put SPKs on there because it's my favorite candy. Sour Patch Kids. SPKs.
Oh.
But.
You don't get them for Halloween.
Well, you do, but you get them in those individual bags, and there's probably like three in each. So it's not really worth it.
I don't think I've ever gotten those as Halloween candy.
I definitely get a few in the old pillowcase every year, but.
I really do like the old pillowcase. I really do like Skittles as a candy.
Skittles are good.
But getting them for Halloween just doesn't hit.
Well, so I don't know
the same thing, little pouches.
I don't know the experience is like down here in Texas, but up in Minnesota, it's hit or miss what the weather's going to be in Halloween. We have snow some years, some we don't. So Skittles are definitely not a good cold candy because once those things get a little cold, those are hurting your teeth when you bite into them.
That's so funny.
So that's a common thing.
Yeah, that's funny. But same thing with like probably M&M's.
Yeah.
Cold M&M's stink.
I don't like M&M's. Oh, they do stink. And McFlurry is like so bad.
I always judge people who get M&M's as toppings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, you must not actually like ice cream. Judgment.
I like M&M cookies, but not on the cold
me too.
Treat. So what are some Halloween candies you just don't care for?
We talked a little bit about this.
We did.
Payday is the worst candy to ever exist, period. I don't think they have... Paydays. No, you don't.
I like peanuts.
You don't like paydays.
I like paydays.
What's in the inside of a payday?
I don't know. I just know it's the one that has just peanuts surrounding the entire outside.
Ew.
I love paydays.
I like almond joys. People don't usually like those. I like them. I love coconut.
Yeah, I like coconut. They're just there. And they're just average.
There's almond joys, but the better are the mounds. And those are the ones where it's dark chocolate and coconut, no almonds.
I agree.
Those are better.
I like almonds. It's just too crunchy in that. Because the milk...
Everything else is like one consistency. Mushy. Yeah.
Yeah. What else do I like?
What else do I not like?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about nerds.
That's on my list of things I hate.
Yeah.
Nerds are just...
Bleh. Nerds make me want to cry. Except for nerds ropes.
I forgot one. Nerds ropes are good.
Yeah.
Not like anything crazy good, but...
What were you going to say?
I forgot to add on here that another one that I just really don't like, because I already have a list of other things. We talked about Crunch Bars, just boring.
Yeah, I like Crunch Bars in the movie theater.
The Crunch Bars, or you like the Crunch Bites?
The Bites. Yeah, but I also They're used very to different love the bars though. When I would go to the skating rink.
I don't like Crunch Bars, but the Bites are fine at movies.
Yeah, I don't like when I get them in Halloween candy, though, because they always taste like they're from like 3 years ago.
Exactly. M&M's, peanut M&M's, both nah. Pretzel M&M's are fine, but no one's giving that out as Halloween candy.
Yeah, I like pretzels.
I put mini candies in general because I enjoy a Snickers bar. I enjoy like Almond Joys, all those kind of things. But just when they're minified, Almond Joys are fine. But Snickers just and stuff,
yeah.
Milky Way, all those kind of things when they're in the small size.
Oh, I actually like Milky Ways when they're small.
Okay.
Fair. Only when they're small, though.
Fair. I also put Laffy Taffys. I know you like these. I really just
I like Laffy Taffys.
Nothing about them. Like a yellow Laffy Taffy.
They always have a joke on them.
I mean, that part's fun.
Laffy
Taffy. Nerds are on there. And then I also put Whoppers on there.
I love Whoppers, really? Especially for movies.
One that I forgot to add.
I love Whoppers.
That I think might be my least favorite Halloween candy and candy in general is Runts.
Yeah.
Talk about break your teeth. Like, everything in Runts is so hard. The bananas especially, so hard.
There's this one. Break your teeth. There's this one place in Oklahoma called Johnny's that we always go to whenever we visit. It's really bad. But they have one of those candy dispensers where, you know, you put the quarter in and it just floods you with candy. And Runts is one of them. And those are the only times that I like Runts because I'm, like, signing up for Runts.
Mm.
I'm not signing up to get other candies, you know, and I'm left with Runts. I'm signing up to get Runts. And then I pick all the bananas out and only eat those.
Mm-hmm. I can get down with that.
The bananas are the best part.
We don't like Twizzlers or like licorice just because when they're small size, it's not as good.
But I do love Twizzlers. But when they're this big, what's the point? I can't make a straw out of that.
I like the sour straws.
Me too.
Pretty much covered all the Halloween candies.
Anything sour, I like.
But yeah, in general, I feel like, I mean.
Do you like Warheads?
Yeah.
That's a Halloween candy.
I don't love them for Halloween, though.
I like them. I think it's fun.
I like same thing with you with Runts. I like signing up for a Warhead experience.
That's true. Yeah. I like getting them.
Do you ever trade Halloween candy with siblings?
Yeah, of course.
That's the best. Or like friends. That's the best.
One year, my mom gave all of our Halloween candy to Goodwill. And so we hated Will. Like, we didn't know who Will was, but we hated him. She was like, yeah, we gave it all to Goodwill. We were like, we hate Will. Will better never come around these parts.
You'd be like, Mom, can you just stop talking about how good he is every time you say
his name? Yeah. We're like, well, we think he's bad, so we hate Will.
Oh, Goodwill.
Wow. I know. But, like, can you give candy to Goodwill, or did you just say that and the parents ate it?
Just said that and the parents
You think
ate
so?
It. Yeah, I'm sorry to break that.
Yeah, I didn't think you could give candy to Goodwill.
Be a little sus.
She just takes, like, all this candy to Goodwill.
You know what is kind
of... She probably just threw it out, honestly, and didn't want us all eating it.
One thing that isn't really candy, but I'd say every year I at least get handed it once that I enjoy is like snack size little bags of like Cheez-Its or Goldfish.
True. Fun. I love a little snack.
That's a perfect thing to throw in the mix.
Yeah. Like,
you get all this sugar and it's like, hey.
I need a little salt.
Hey. The snack that smiles back.
Yeah.
Goldfish.
Yep.
There you have it.
I actually have had people give pretzels, though, and I don't like that.
True. I don't... Yeah.
The only I've never received a toothbrush.
I never have either.
Except for from my dentist.
Never received razors in my candy either. I think that was a big fake news story that they put in like the 90s. Telling just to get parents to check their kids'
candy.
What
did I watch recently?
Candyman?
Yeah.
With me. Talked about that last episode.
I was trying to figure out what that was.
Hence but, proving the only time it's ever razors and candies. And,
I told you, though, the story. I watch a lot of murder, or I listen to a lot of murder podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I was watching one where a guy had put, like, rat poison or something inside of a pixie stick thing and gave it to his kids. And the reason he was caught is because he called life insurance right after they died trying to collect.
Right.
And he'd, like, doubled it the day before.
Not it's the brightest.
Crazy. You know, no, murderers
aren't the brightest.
They never seem to be until they are, and then they do bad things for a long time. Never get caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the smart ones, the ones we don't know about.
Right.
But there you have it, full comprehensive Halloween review.
I can't wait. I love spooky times.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to, you know, it's just a fun holiday.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're in October now.
I'm excited to decorate the apartment.
That's going to be fun. We should probably, like, get on that.
I know.
Like, this weekend.
I will, yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the dollar store.
Perfect. Okay, let's move right along now and just talk about some other topics I had listed. So,
some life info?
So, we didn't go to the drive-in
right.
this weekend. We were going to go Friday, and it was raining all day. And it kind of let up at night, but the thing with the drive-in is that means that it's completely muddy and it's kind of a gross experience. And then we were going to go see Venom in a movie theater. Try like a little grill, studio movie grill, to where you get your food while mm-hmm. you eat and watch the movie. But just kind of just pretty sold out all in all.
It wasn't worth our time.
There's like a couple seats here and there at random theaters, and it wasn't going to be ideal, and they're at weird times. So.
We're trying to really enjoy ourselves
with Venom. Yeah, we definitely are missing Venom. We wish we would have seen it. But
I was really missing the drive-in earlier today when I was driving home. But. It wasn't our fault. We couldn't have gone. It would have been gross. It would have been worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go this weekend. I don't know what day, because I think Friday we might be going to the fair. But
Saturday.
Yeah, sounds good to me. So, what I figured we could review is very hot topic in general media.
Yeah, I was thinking about
that. I'm sure every single person listening to this
has heard of. Yeah.
Like, they've heard this name of this show because... Mm-hmm. Especially if you have a Netflix account, I don't think it's possible to log into Netflix over the past 3 weeks and not see this.
Yeah.
Or, like, see the, you know, promotion. Mm-hmm. So, Squid Game.
Squid Games.
It is on track to be the most watched show on Netflix ever. Not just a Netflix original show.
Do you know what it's passing?
I actually don't. I, like, very recently saw a list, because Netflix is very secretive of their analytics.
Oh,
and
that's interesting.
They really don't review their views.
I was always confused they took The Office off. I thought that for sure would be, like...
Mm-hmm.
Doing good things for them.
Yeah, so the way it works is they get contracts with the shows to watch, to air their shows on their streaming platforms, and their contract ran out with The Office, and that ended up syncing up with when NBC's streaming service Peacock and NBC originally published The Office, so they kind of get first dibs.
Mm.
But that's why I said, like, oh, Seinfeld's on Netflix the other day when we saw it, because Seinfeld is notorious for, like, the biggest deals ever. Like, when they first went on Hulu, I think it was a $100 million deal, or maybe even $1 billion. Wow. Dollars. Like, it's always, like...
Wasn't it because it's just, like... decades long.
I mean, it went for a pretty long time, and nothing like insane.
We
it's
don't
not
really
like a
get
Simpsons,
it
but I mean, I'm not a fan. I understand from like a movie and TV aspect that it's kind of revolutionized a lot with like the sitcom and TV show. There's that, but Friends, Seinfeld, not really my thing, but I think it's not really meant for us. It's meant for people probably like not much older than us, but like, well, Seinfeld.
I know
older.
People my age who like Seinfeld, and I just don't think it's funny.
I mean, yeah, but there's shows that are probably meant for older people that we like too, but
yeah, anyway, Squid Game. Yeah,
so Squid Game.
Oh, game singular,
I believe Squid Game.
Oh,
yes,
okay,
but we watched it all in 2 days. Wait, sing it for me.
No, I'm embarrassed.
You're embarrassed,
yeah.
We watched it all in 2 days, and we both really liked it. And it's one of those for me that I almost started liking it even more after it, because it's all over my TikTok For You page, and like I read some stuff about it, watch some YouTube videos here and there about it. And it's kind of just like, as you notice things that you didn't really pick up on,
right.
It kind of just gotten better and better for me. It's definitely one of those things that now what I've noticed recently, like the past couple of days on TikTok and stuff, is kind of like the cool thing to hate on, because it's like so popular now that people are like, oh, that show's not even that good.
Hmm.
You should watch this show instead. So, you know, there's always contrarians that probably have never even seen an episode. But in general, like, it has a ton of hype. I really enjoyed it.
Made me laugh. Made me cry. Made me scream.
Episode 6 was super sad.
Made me angry.
Mm-hmm. And it's one that we kind of talked about this right when we finished watching. They had a lot to wrap up in episode 9. And I thought they did it just about as good as they possibly could.
Yep.
Because they didn't leave much time to tie a lot of
plot holes. Are we going to rate it?
Yeah, we're going to rate. We're acting like we just saw it at a drive-in. So okay. We watched it all in 2 days, and we both really enjoyed it. What's your score out of 10?
8.7.
Okay, I'll give it a 9.1.
Wow.
So
8.8.
Well, 9.2.
Oh, really? Or do you feel good about 9.1?
I feel good about 9.1.
Okay.
The cop storyline is the only thing I can really gripe about.
Right, yeah.
And one thing that's kind of interesting, just a little fun fact, mm-hmm. is I was watching a YouTube video with someone who speaks the native language. Because, yeah, it's a Korean show from South Korea. So you can either watch it dubbed with the English voiceover or you can watch with subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
I really recommend you watch with subtitles. I don't really get how anyone can watch things dubbed.
We started it for, like, 0.5 seconds dubbed and we're like, no.
No, yeah. It's much better just watch the native language and read the subtitles.
Yeah.
But one little fun fact is I was watching a video from someone who speaks the native language, who's Korean, and the translations we get in the subtitles are, like, way different. Not way different, but...
Different enough.
Different enough to where we probably would have enjoyed it more with the original words, because just she showed some examples. So, for example...
So, is when it's dubbed over, is that the original?
No, they just read off the subtitles.
Oh, okay. So. But you're saying, like, if we knew Korean.
Right. Because, okay. You know, a lot of things get literally lost in translation. Right. But just small things, like the girl we both really hated, who lasted a long time, that was going to kill that other boss.
Yeah.
We didn't like her. So in one scene, before they play Red Light, Green Light, the guard, like, walks up to her and she says, go away. But in reality, it says, what the heck are you looking at? So it's like, and just like a lot of things like that, where it's just like small things where we didn't, honestly, I thought the acting was good and we both enjoyed it. But there's just like parts where stuff like that, where it's like if a guard's coming up to you in like a prison type scenario, right. saying go away, it's like, okay, you're a prisoner in the prison cell. You're not gonna tell a guard go away, but like, what the heck are you looking at?
There were times where I'm like, I can't believe the way that they treat these people, like knowing that they could shoot and kill them at any second.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's because, like, we didn't really know what they were saying.
Yeah, so it's not like we missed a ton of the plot, but there's just, like, small things here and there that if someone's critique was that, like, some of the things they said were stupid or something like that. But that wasn't our critique. We thought it was really good. The part that was funny was when they did, because it's kind of the rich people overseeing the game are English, mm-hmm, American. Mm-hmm. So the lines they had are really bad, just because you can tell... It's written in Korean. So they give the people who are speaking native English either A, they just aren't very good at writing in English, but what you said, which I didn't even think of, which is totally right, I think, is that when you kind of explain why you think.
Tyler was thinking that it sounded so awkward because it was written in Korean and the people who were having to speak it in English, it just wasn't translated properly. But I was saying, I think it's more of this show was created in South Korea, like, and Koreans were the first to be exposed to it, and that was probably expected. So I think that the way that, because the actual words the voice actors were saying weren't awkward, it all made sense contextually, but the way they were saying it so slowly and clearly was just felt awkward. Like, spoiler, at one point they're bidding on players and he says, I am placing 2 bets on player 69. Like, super clear like that. It would make sense in any context, but so slow and clear because I think it is. Most people in Korea probably speak a little bit of English. So I think it's just like slow and clear to help them understand so they can still follow without needing the subtitles and all of that kind of stuff. Just like I, like, made the weird comparison of, like, if we're watching a show in Spanish, I, like, speak a good amount of Spanish, but when they're speaking it in their normal cadence, I don't really know what they're saying. But I can watch Dora in Spanish and know what's going on. So I think it's just one of those things where they were just, like, appealing to the people of Korea, South Korea, and trying to slow it down for them.
Right.
It was a little awkward, but...
Yeah, it was a little awkward, but it was a pretty minor part of the story, and what they were saying didn't really matter, so it didn't didn't detract from it. But yeah, it's one of those things, like, when we learn Spanish, like when I learned Spanish in high school, we learn it super formally, and you learn how to construct sentences, mm-hmm. and you use all your subjects and verbs, and you usually aren't really making compound sentences. You're more just simple sentences. Like,
I am not doing that.
Yeah, so it's we're guessing, or what you were guessing, which I think is totally right, is that they're writing it for people who know English, but maybe not aren't, like, native language fluent.
Yeah,
so they're sticking more to basics. It's slowed and more basic, but right. Yeah, overall I thought it was a great show. I was happy we watched it. Mm-hmm. I was really happy with how it ended.
You were dying to watch it
too. I was dying to watch it. My For You page was bombarded.
He was just worried it'd get spoiled for him.
Mm-hmm. Which it like top comment and all the For You pages stuff now is like all spoiling. So it's,
really,
but I never would look at the comments.
Good.
But yeah, it's crazy how big of a cultural icon this show is. All the TikToks we see are like literally like hundreds of millions of views on each TikTok. Mm-hmm. They're just like a basic clip from the show. So this thing's blowing up. It's Netflix is available in 83 countries, and in 82 out of the 83, it is the number one most streamed show.
Wow.
It didn't say what the other one was because Netflix is very secretive with their analytics.
Yeah.
But the co-CEO of Netflix said that this show is well on pace to being the most watched digital movie, TV show, anything ever on Netflix.
That's really awesome. It's totally up our alley of like mm-hmm. thriller.
Yeah. Thriller, very cool concept. It's not revolutionizing anything what the concept is about, but
right.
it was really good. And I thought all the actors like were really good.
They did a great job.
Definitely deserve like all the praise.
I agree. I agree for sure.
So yeah, and like you said, it makes you cry, makes you excited, makes you stressed out. Mm-hmm. Everything you want from a good thriller.
Made me laugh.
Oh yeah, plenty of laughs.
Mm-hmm.
So there goes Squid Game, and we've kind of been slacking with Survivor. So the Boston Rob Shouters have been on.
No, I just feel like we have so much to watch and not enough time to watch it.
I know. I was talking to you about that on like Friday or something. That there's just so much to watch because. Which is good because I feel like we've been Hell's Kitchen carried us for a long time because it really did. There was nothing really interesting to us to watch, so we just kind of watched a lot of Hell's Kitchen, and at like a perfect time we finished the latest season. So the only thing other Hell's Kitchen we could watch would be reruns.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of a sudden we had Squid Game come out that I was dying to watch. We have The Guilty, which is a new Jake Gyllenhaal movie
dying
on Netflix that I've been dying to watch. We have a new season of Love on the Spectrum, which is a show we love.
We have been loving it.
A new season of The Great British Baking Show, which love can't even begin to explain how much I enjoy that show. And then Venom came out in theaters, and
mm-hmm.
just I've been talking to you about like potential movies we're going to be seeing at the theaters soon, and like James Bond coming out, Dune coming out. There's a lot of movies coming
right.
out. So it's a good time for our watching stuff. And Survivor's just kind of taking the back burner, unfortunately.
I know.
And
I think it's just because we know it's there, we know what to expect from it. Even though they're like, it's a season unlike any other, and then it's the exact same stuff.
I mean, we're halfway through the first episode,
true.
And I'm like, I was enjoying it. There was nothing I disliked
about
it.
Right.
They made it a little more savage this year for sure. Kind of like how they, because remember you said like taking away the, he's not giving them any food or fire flint.
You can earn it.
Right. But I think even the team that wins it like gets the flint, but then they only get it for like one night. I don't know. We need to catch up. But
yeah.
We've been enjoying Love on the Spectrum and the GBB.
A lot.
So Love on the Spectrum is a show where
we've been getting really excited over it.
So I was going to say it's exactly what the title shows, but if I just heard the show Love on the Spectrum, I wouldn't kind of gather that it was actually just about people on the spectrum, on
the autism
spectrum, finding love via just kind of the TV show producers, and they have relationship coaches that are specialized in people that are on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And it's just super fun, super cute.
We have been loving this season. Like,
this
we were getting emotional last mm-hmm. night over, like, this couple that we really want to work out. So mm-hmm. it's good.
Because season one, and I mean, there's just some people that like are annoying, and not because of like their disability or anything about them on the spectrum. It's
just
like
they're annoying people.
Yeah, they're just annoying people.
Yeah.
On season one, that we just didn't care for. This season, there's like one that's a borderline, but even her, we don't mind
mm-hmm,
that much.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else, we just love.
Yeah, and we did have like some sweethearts that we loved the first season that are back now,
mm-hmm.
and like finding love, and it's just exciting because mm-hmm. we like love them so much. And
it's such a show that gets you in your feels because you just feel so happy. Like, it's a show that's entertaining, so you're gonna like laugh at some parts, and there's a lot of parts that make you feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but all in all, it's just so wholesome. And
the
so
editors
fun to watch.
Know too. Like,
yeah, so that's the thing. Like, they signed up for the show, and they're ultimately getting it. They're happy to be there. Like, people are back from season one that are like wanting
right.
to be back. They
and
love
and we're
the show.
So excited over the attention they got from
it. So it's a great thing all in all. So it's like it's kind of. Given the salt with whatever that saying is, given the bad with the good or whatever, like not in terms of anything being bad, but yeah, they're like,
right.
they don't make fun of them, but they definitely like, you know, play a little whimsical music in the background,
right.
something awkward's going
right,
on.
Right, right.
But at the end of the day, it's a very good show for them.
Exactly. I agree. It's been fun.
It's been very fun. I think we only have like one episode left.
That's
so sad. That's sad.
As soon as I found out, I like ate it up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We watched a lot
because
of Love on Spectrum.
GBB is a huge show everyone loves.
Mm-hmm.
And Squid Game has been publicized everywhere. But Love on the Spectrum, I think I noticed it on Netflix as we were just like scrolling down and just all of a sudden on one. It wasn't like widely.
The second season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember I'd seen it before, but I wanted to watch it with Tyler when we first started dating. So we watched it together, and we started looking up when the second season would come out, and there was no No news about it besides some of the old cast members hinting that there would be another season in 2021.
Right.
So we didn't really know when we'd get our fix, but
yeah, like,
stuck up on us.
Not even that. It was all, it didn't even seem like it was confirmed that they like, got budget or whatever to even do the second season. But then just out of nowhere, it came back. The only gripe I have with this, season one was 5 episodes, season two, 6 episodes. So, you know.
We need more.
Yeah, we need more.
Yeah.
Because we're probably going to be without it for another year at least. But who knows? Maybe with the lockdown.
Who knows?
But,
true.
So GBB is back. And it's, you know, a not very typical Netflix fashion. It comes out once, one episode every week. Mm-hmm. But GBB, it's you know, it's a staple show.
Feel good.
Feel good show. Love it. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah. Takes a second to get used to the British humor, but
I enjoy the British humor. And going, so I started watching it season 8 or whatever the last season was before this one is when I started watching it with you and fell in love with it. And it's not that the hosts that are currently there are anything like special. It's just going away from them.
Right.
So there's one. So Noel, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
He's been there the whole time. So anything with him is fine. But, well, he's been there since like season 4 or something, right? Or
was he
there
the whole time? Yeah. Before it was 2 lesbian girls.
Right. So currently it's Noel and then a bald male comedian.
Before the bald guy, there was...
I can't remember her name, but it was
but she was great.
Yeah, so
I really liked her, and I was really not happy when the bald guy came because I really liked the other girl.
Whereas I started with the bald guy, and that was my first experience,
but the bald
and I enjoyed
fine.
It.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, I'm sure you'd agree, you'd take that over the original season's hosts.
Yeah, I don't like those girls. They ruin it for me. Also, I love Prue.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary was the
and Paul
Holly
was cool, too.
Yeah, Paul Holly was great, but what I'm saying is Prue wasn't in
the
first ones.
Right. So yeah.
But Paul was.
I've probably seen, I don't know what that makes then, like probably season 4 on, whenever Noel
first
joined
the show. It's
like,
yeah, it's like 6 or something.
But yeah, I'm a huge fan of that show. The GBB's comfort food.
Everyone I tell about it, they're a little skeptical, but then they start watching and they can't stop.
It's so good.
It's just great to have on in the background. It's fun to watch intentive. Like, it's just like, it's good.
Yeah, you can make the viewing experience what you want.
It is what you want, yeah, for sure.
So that kind of concludes all that I had to talk about. We are slacking on Survivor, so the Boston Rob shoutouts will start probably maybe next week.
Yeah, he's been getting a lot of hype recently.
Really?
He's got some show going on. I got to his post like 3 minutes after he posted. He already had a couple hundred likes on it.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so he's getting some major hype right now. So I think our job just got a lot harder of trying to get him on here. Because he's starting up some new show. He went to like Jack Harlow's concert like a couple nights ago. Like he's like really out there and doing things right now. So he might be a little busy for us.
Okay, well, we'll try.
I know.
But
we'll try for the gimmick of it. I don't think anything's going to come of it, but...
Do you have anything else you want to talk about in episode 10?
No, but I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you. It's so hot in
Thank
this
you.
Office
it's
right
really
now.
Hot.
Really
yeah.
hot in here. Let's
it
go
is.
Get some dinner.
All right, I'm down.
All right. Episode 10 / season 2, episode 2 of the Balls and Holes podcast presented by Backseat Coach is in the books. And we will see you next Monday. Go Raiders.
Bye.